This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. On now to David Beckham, soccer star, underwear model, international ambassador for the game. Beckham, who until recently played for the LA Galaxy to try to pump some life into American soccer, just completed a trip over to China to try to do the same thing there. And if you think Beck's had his work cut out for him here, China's horribly corrupt soccer league, as our Shanghai correspondent Rob Schmitz reports, is just a whole nother ballgame.
The last time Chinese soccer fans saw the former chief of the country's national league, he was being led away in chains after receiving a 10-year prison sentence for taking bribes and fixing matches. Joining him in jail, the league's previous boss, the former national team captain, four other players on China's only team to play in the World Cup, and last but not least, China's most famous referee, Lu Jun, a man nicknamed Golden Whistle. The state of Chinese soccer couldn't be worse. Enter David Beckham.
I'm not a politician, so anything that has gone on in the past is nothing to do with me. But what is going on in the future will have something to do with me.
The new global ambassador for Chinese soccer followed through with his promise this weekend. He offered to take a free kick in front of the Chinese media wearing a designer suit. He slipped and fell on his butt. Images of Beckham taking a tumble were repeated on Chinese news stations, and China's soccer league was back to square one.
If I were David Beckham, I'd be careful about making any promises about the future of Chinese football.
Gadi Epstein, Beijing correspondent for The Economist, has written extensively about the problems with China's soccer league.
As Chinese economy has grown, as more money has gotten into the game, there's been more opportunities for match fixing.
Epstein says corruption is as big as a problem in China's soccer league as it is in its one-party system. On the street in Shanghai, a soccer fan who would only give his surname, Shen, says the state of Chinese soccer is immune to a mend-it-like Beckham approach. Shen says China's soccer system is so pathetic that fewer and fewer parents are pushing their kids to play the sport. Even though he's a soccer fan, Shen says he didn't pay attention to Beckham's visit. The only thing he'd heard about it was that Beckham had fallen on his behind. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.